It's time for another episode of The World of Lux. Let's catch you up on what happened last week. Perhaps you don't want to remember the swarm of spiders that attacked Jim in a dark forest in Lux, but that definitely happened over the last two episodes. Just as Jim was about to be overwhelmed by the dog-sized spiders, help came in the form of a certain young princess of the Green Kingdom. Princess Nori, bored of the politics of her home, the Green Kingdom, has decided to take on the life of an adventurer. With Warwick's direction, she sought out Jim and eventually saved him from becoming a spider's dinner with a series of well-thrown knives. They now head south to the Golden Port, hoping to find a ship that will take them to the Prism Isles. What further adventure can they find in the city? Find out next on The World of Lux.
The Golden Port shined like a glowing beacon against the deep blue background of the sea it served. Jim stared in awe at the sight before him. It was almost painful with how much the walls glowed with a surreal light. Dawn, ever the teacher, spoke up.
The Golden Port, shining jewel of the Yellow Kingdom. The walls aren't actually gold, you know, just painted yellow. Still pretty impressive that they got such shiny paint, and that they managed to keep it clean.
Jim asked Nori if she knew anything about the city.
Have you ever been here before?
Nori looked just as amazed as Jim, and it took her a while to reply.
No, I've only read books and seen pictures. Nothing really compares to seeing it in person.
Jim could only agree as they slowly made their way down the port toward the main gates of the city. There was the usual bustle of activity that Jim had grown accustomed to outside city gates in Lux. But it seemed a bit odd to him that very few people seemed to be leaving or entering the city. In fact, there seemed to be a squadron of nearly 50 guardsmen manning the gates to the city.
Do you really need that many guards at a city gate?
Jim asked.
No.
Nori and Dawn said in unison.
I don't think we even have any guards in the Green Kingdom. The city's open to all. I thought the Golden Port was meant to be a trading port.
Nori continued.
Nori is right. There is indeed something fishy going on here. For one thing, I don't smell any fish, which is really strange, considering we're right next to the ocean.
Dawn added.
We should definitely proceed carefully. Maybe Nori could handle the talking. She has a bit more tact than you.
The group of travelers continued forward towards the large gate looming before them. As they got closer, a small group of guards stepped up to meet them.
Halt! If your intent is to enter the Golden Port, domain of our noble governor, then you'll have to go through customs first.
Do we look like traitors to you?
Nori replied indignantly. The guard captain shifted uncomfortably between his feet. He replied quickly, though.
There's a new ruling in the Golden Port. No tea is to enter the city, taxed or otherwise. This includes people trying to smuggle in contraband.
Tea is contraband? Please, guard, can you let me know the alternate reality that I've stepped into where tea is illegal?
Listen, little miss. It's not my job to explain the reason for the law, just to enforce it. Now, if you want to get into the city, you'll have to submit to a search of your person. Will you comply, or do I have to send you walking?
Nori still looked a little angry, but quietly nodded. Jim prayed that the guard captain would not say anything else to antagonize her. The squad led them to a small shelter to one side of the gate where Jim's belongings were searched. Another guardsman came up to Jim and asked him some questions.
So, what's your business in the Golden Port?
We're looking for a ship to the Prism Isles,
Jim replied. The guard noted down something on a sheet of paper he was carrying.
I see. And do you confirm that you are not carrying on you any tea product or tea derivatives?
No, like Nori said.
He scribbled down something else on his sheet of paper.
Good, good. Well, after our search is finished, you'll be free to enter the city. The port is located on the east side of the city, though I think you'll probably have trouble finding a charter.
Why would I have trouble?
Well, it's this tea problem, you see. The local populace is getting a bit angry at the high tax on commodity goods, so they started throwing tea into the harbor. The whole city stinks of it now. Can't go anywhere without smelling tea. I swear you could drink tea from the harbor if it wasn't so salty. The governor has put a ban on all tea in an attempt to get people to stop throwing it away. Anyway, even the merchants seem to be protesting. It's really difficult to get a ship outside of the city on account of them being so busy not conforming to the social order.
Jim was having trouble taking all of this in.
The people are protesting by throwing tea into the harbor?
Didn't you hear me the first time, boy? Yes, tea in the harbor.
The guard looked over Jim's shoulder and nodded.
Looks like you're clean. Welcome to Golden Port. May your stay be happy.
But wait, I have more questions.
Jim's protest went unheard as they were ushered out of the small shelter and through the city gates.